7 years and the war on terror wages on. While the US-led war did manage to oust the extremist Taliban regime, it has failed to end the insurgent activities. Dr. Nuria Saleh is the president of Australian Afghanistan Development Organization. She told me how, in Afghanistan, optimism has given way to despair.
In 2002, 2003, 2004, the situation in Afghanistan got better. And the schools have been built, a lot of students went back to school, and people were very optimistic about the changes. Today, the situation is getting worse. A lot of insecurity, and really the Afghan people do not appreciate the way the condition of the security is inside of Afghanistan.
As violence continues and an election approaches, President Hamid Karzai appears desperate to solve this long-standing issue crippling his country. While demanding an ultimatum from the UN Security Council members, President Karzai has stated that in the absence of getting a clear timeline, he would have no other option but to initiate talks with the Taliban to reach a political solution. I asked Professor Amin Saikal, Center Head for Arabic and Islamic Studies at the Australian National University, if the government has run out of patience or if this is a move to rescue a damaged political popularity.
Well, I think it's more the case of Karzai leadership feeling more and more frustrated in the sense that he has not really made much progress in terms of containing the insurgency. If anything, the insurgency is really growing. And at the same time, the presence of the foreign forces in Afghanistan is not really helped. And I think he feels that the best way now to find a resolution to the problem is for the international community or international forces to draw up a timetable and to tell the Afghans that his government is not really dependent entirely on the foreign forces, and he does not draw his legitimacy from the support of his international backers, but rather he's really responding to the wishes and demands of the Afghan people, and he's prepared to really fight for the sovereignty and independence of Afghanistan.
Is this a victory for the Taliban-led insurgents?
Well, the Taliban may well interpret it that way, but at the same time, President Karzai knows that if he is going to negotiate a timetable for a withdrawal of foreign forces, then it will have to be something that could be mutually agreed, something along the line of what the Maliki's government had done in Iraq.
War on terror. Has the definition changed over the last 7 years?
Well, I think, you know, the war on terror has become as elusive as its targets, and I think nobody really knows where precisely the front line is. Is the front line Afghanistan, or is it Pakistan, or for that matter, is it Iraq, or has it really shifted to Lebanon, or for that matter, Palestine? I think that the whole concept has become somewhat very outdated and somewhat very confusing for the rest of the world, simply because that you cannot really apply a very blanket definition of terrorism in order to wage a war against a noun and rather than really an object. I mean, though initially the Americans listed the Taliban as a terrorist organization and listed, for example, the Ba'athist party of Saddam Hussein in Iraq as a terrorist organization, but they've come around to negotiate with the Ba'athist and, in fact, engage in a policy of re-Ba'athification of Iraqi politics. And they've also indirectly consented to the possibility of Karzai opening dialogue with the Taliban. Of course, the Americans have said that publicly that we are not going to really negotiate with that terrorist directly, but indirectly they have given the green signal to Karzai leadership to go ahead with opening dialogue with the Taliban, and they keep talking about, you know, good Taliban and bad Taliban. How they are going to really distinguish that, that's another issue, but at this point it is very clear that there is some sort of consensus emerging between the Karzai government and the NATO countries that the time has come for the Afghan government to open negotiation with the Taliban to see if they can reach some sort of a settlement in order to take this thing out of the insurgency.
Is the government well equipped to ensure secure and stable conditions in Afghanistan?
I don't think so. I mean, the government is not really in a position to provide security for itself and, for that matter, for the Afghan people. The government is in a very weak position, and I think will remain very much dependent on the presence of international forces for a long time to come. So on that basis, Karzai is basically engaged in political posturing.
Now, the request for the timeline is specific to military operations. Do you think United States would be interested in a conditional presence, considering that there would be an absence of security for their forces or workers in Afghanistan?
Obviously, it would be very difficult for the United States to walk out of Afghanistan, and I don't think that's what the President-elect Obama has promised. I mean, to the contrary, he said that he would like to really increase the number of American troops in Afghanistan, and he would like to really achieve a level of security whereby the government will be in a strong position, and then only from that sort of position they would be able to possibly open a dialogue with the Taliban with the possibility of securing a settlement. So at this stage, I don't think there is any possible talk of Americans either reducing their troop deployment in Afghanistan or, for that matter, really jeopardizing the security of the forces that they have. If anything, they would like to really increase, and there are suggestions that the Americans may well increase their forces by another 8,000 over the next few months and possibly by 20,000 by the end of next year.